I'm here with George Rendell of Artifacts in Roseburn Terrace and John Yellowlees. John, you'll have to tell me what your position is.
Chair of the Murrayfield Community Council.
And you and some of your supporters have just been in the Transport and Environment Committee meeting, and you appear to have won this morning, George. You've got the council to agree to a new air quality monitoring setup. Is that correct?
I think we have won that part of the fight so far. It's getting them to do it properly is what we're now trying to get them to do. Yeah, so.
What are you trying to get them to do?
We're trying to get them to allow us to have our expert oversee the input they put into the modelling, because what you put into that is determines what comes out of it.
Why is it that you're so determined that you have to have an expert this time round?
Well, because the council or their experts are not quite getting things correct. I mean, according to our expert, and as I said in the meeting there, they've actually admitted the fact they were wrong in one part, which was the actual quality, the height, levels of the quality of the air in Roseburn Terrace. They are changing it lower than what it actually is. I mean, there's other things happened in the past where they've removed one of the actual air diffusing tubes. That disappeared for over 9 years before it was put back. And these things are tested monthly. So you're talking about over 100 months in a row that nobody noted or noticed it was gone. Is that possible? Who knows?
Actually, Mr. Yellowlees, what's the community council's involvement in this matter?
So the shops of Roseburn Terrace are vital to our community, and they're pretty important to the City of Edinburgh on match days at BT Murrayfield. We are concerned to see that the City Council should give the maximum support to the shopkeepers during and after construction of the CC Well cycle track. And in particular, air pollution is a threat to our community. We want to see any studies of the impact of the cycle track on air pollution to be not only independent but also be seen to be independent.
It seems ludicrous when you say it like that, that the cycle track is going to have an effect on pollution. How is it going to do that?
By removing the barrier of parked vehicles so that air, polluted air, would circulate more widely and impact on cyclists and pedestrians.
And that's what you call the canyoning effect.
That's the plume in the canyon.
But actually what you're going to have is one lane less of traffic through Roseburn Terrace. So is there going to be more pollution? What do you think is going to happen?
Well, if, as the optimists might suggest, there's going to be less pollution, then there's nothing to worry about and nothing to hide, and therefore all the more reason why studies should be not only independent but be seen to be independent.
Have you come a long way from the very first stance, I think, which was that the traders, and George, you are a trader in Roseburn Terrace, thought that the introduction of a cycle lane here was going to diminish your trade. Have you changed your view on that?
I haven't changed at all, no. The loss of parking will diminish the trade because they're going to remove at least 50% of the stopping places in Roseburn Terrace. So people can't get to the place if you can't stop.
What do you think of the revised plans, however, which show 10-minute zones and 28-minute zones?
They're not helpful at all. I mean, another example of the council changing figures slightly to suit themselves. I mean, I noticed that when one of the things they're putting to the reporter is the stopping, and they've been counting how long or how many cars stop at a time, and they said at one point there was four vehicles stopped between 12 and 1 o'clock. That's ludicrous. I actually did a count the Monday after we saw that, and it was an average of 15 vehicles at one point stopped. They're only going to not have enough parking spaces for 8 or 10 at the most.
And we have to perhaps clarify what you mentioned the reporter there. There is going to be a public hearing on the 4th and 5th of November here in the City Chambers, but that's about the traffic regulation orders. So that's all going to be sorted out then, is that your understanding?
We will be giving evidence to that. The reporter has asked for views, and I will certainly intend to make the point that indeed there is replacement parking, but it is at some distance, therefore it is arguably not as good.
So your fight goes on?
Well, it carries on now, because I think at the end of the day it's the reporter will make the final decision, because he's the one who removes the parking bays and loading bays, and these are the things that A, help the shops get customers, and B, it reduces the pollution because they act as a buffer. If those lanes are removed, there's no buffer to the pollution, which is guaranteed to increase.
And the City Council has decided that there shall be a cycleway. Our concern now is that the effects of that should be mitigated so that the residents of Roseburn and Murrayfield get the best possible outcome.
I hope you do. I shall no doubt speak to you again about this. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
First instalment of a mini-series of chats with the council leader. We talked to him for about 40 minutes in all. Rather than try to get you to commit such a long time to listening, we've broken it up into more manageable chunks. Each one will be published online with a written article too on www.theedinburghreporter.co.uk.